that's concupiscence. You make yourself a mansur al-halaj and set fire to the cotton of your friends, saying, I do not know Umar from Bulahab. I know the wind of my ass colt at midnight.
Mm-hmm. You see, this is the difference. He said, in the story, the main point, if you want to put the story in one sentence and thing like that, how do that? He said, there was this fellow from the city and this fellow from the village, they were friends. The villager will come to the city and will hang on and be the guest of this fellow and will invite him there. After 10 years, when he with the family goes there, he will say, I don't know you. And at the end of the day, we realize that in a dark night, he knows the fort of his ass, but he doesn't know his friend. Are you familiar with that? It happens to all of us. If you have a problem with your car, you're really angry. If suddenly you go and you park this car, somebody crashed it, you become very angry. But if something bad happens to a human fellow, you don't care that much. Isn't that a difference? This is what he brings in. He will say, remember, and this fellow is a bad fellow. Why? Not because he knows the fort of his ass. Because he doesn't know the friend. Because he had claimed so many years that, come to me, I will give you this and that. If not, what was wrong with this? Those claims. Be afraid of that. Because when you learn more, that Pharaoh in you wants to claim that, yes, now I have it, now I'm the master, come to me. That's the point, yes? Don't worry, he will make it harsher.
Oh, the ass that would believe this from an ass like you, mm-hmm. and would make himself blind and deaf for your sake. Do not count yourself one of the travelers on the way. You are a comrade of them that defile the way. Do not eat shit.
This is very offensive to Iranians because normally in the books they don't write down that do not eat shit. But Rumi would write it down like that. Say, you remember, all started with what? With giving up that loneliness in you, to realize that there are fellow travelers. There are good people around. Yes, they are scarce. The good stuff are scarce. Look for them, find them, walk with them. But remember, if you want to be a fellow traveler, you should be very careful. Because you are supposed to be fellow traveler, not ruiner of the trip. The word is just like that. You say, be a good fellow, so you'll be worthy of walking with the good people towards the goodness. That's the only condition we could talk about. Yes?
Fly back from hypocrisy. Hasten towards reason. How shall the wing of the phenomenal soar to heaven? You have feigned to be a lover of God. You have played the game of love with a black devil. Mm-hmm.
Means that what? When you pretend that you're in love with you're in love with justice, you're in love with correct, with real, all of that. When you pretend that you're like that, and it's only pretending, you really are cheating. So you're not a good fellow, you're the bad fellow. It's even worse. This villager was not a bad fellow. A villager, okay, somebody will knock at the door of your house and say, I don't know you. So, good. But if you had some claims, it's worse. In this path, remember, when you start to have claims that, yes, I know it, that's the dark game that starts in you, with you being the subject. Yes?
At the resurrection, lover and beloved shall be tied in couples and quickly brought forward. Why have you made yourself crazy and senseless? Where is the blood of the vine? You have drunk our blood. Go, I do not know you. Spring away from me. I am a Gnostic who is beside himself in the Bolul of the village.
What was that Bolul doing here? Well, there are two guys who are very famous in our stories. One is Majnun. Majnun, translated, means crazy. But for us, Majnun is the lover. And of course lover is crazy. Because the fellow wants to die for that woman. And you know what? The lady was not very beautiful. Remember that? Rumi told you the story. King Arthur, this Majnun, come here. This lady is no real good. You cannot look at her from my eyes. What it meant, my eyes. My eyes, in Persian language, means the way I see the universe, my point of view. And that's important. Because the point of view of a crazy fellow in love is that magical stuff we're looking around for, isn't it? So this is the ending of this story. Step by step, he brought it to you. Now he'll say, listen, if somebody claims that I'm in love and he's not in love, he's even worse than someone who doesn't claim that. Don't do this game because it doesn't work. You will end up worse than what you started with. Yes?
You are conceiving a false opinion of your nearness to God, thinking that the tray maker is not far from the tray.
The word here is illusion. Tabahum. Conceiving a false opinion is a little bit too politically correct. He would say, you have the illusion that you are closer to the just and justice. You're closer to Haq. Of course, every traveler, which will change a little bit and start to do this, could feel that yeah, now I'm closer to a perfect man. He said, don't let that happen. Always step back. Why? Let me give you the example. We have the role model to look at. Do you remember he told you, and I insist that you should have at least one person that you could say, this person is better than everyone, especially better than me. Now the last part is very difficult, right? Okay.
You do not see this, that the nearness of the saints has 100 miracles, displays and powers.
That is the point. He's talking about what? We talk about magic here because only with magical language we could explain that stuff we want to say. Okay? Here we say, listen, with this illusion or whatever that I'm reaching there, I'm the boss and things like that. First of all, you know, when we talk about these changed people, that's the word we use, transformed, abdal, means the transformed people. When we talk about transformed people, look at them. Them being transformed is obvious with a lot of visible stuff. They do the magic. They are magical, means they are out of logic, beyond the logic. Please give me a logical answer. If, oh, in my history, this is easy, the game to play. I'm the victim. I'm almost saying, by birth, I'm like that. I'm a victim, a very good fellow, and somebody grabbed me and put me in a dungeon for a couple of years. Now suddenly I could come out and I have enormous power. What should I do? You could tell me, what should I do? No. Somebody robbed me of my life for several years in a dungeon. Now I'm out, I'm powerful, what should I do? This is what it is.
Revenge.
Uh-huh. Every single mind goes to revenge. That's why Nelson Mandela is different. It's visible, it's not like us. That will make him exception. Being exception needs that act of you for others. The grandiose in you serves your ego. And if you're happy with it, we don't mind really. But that's not what we're talking about. Any claim should be backed with a lot of magical stuff. Yes, it's magical. Yep.
By David, iron is made a piece of wax. In your hand, wax is as iron. Nearness in respect of creating and sustaining is common to all. These noble ones possess the nearness of the inspiration of love. Nearness is of various kinds, O Father. The sun strikes on the mountains and on the gold. But between the sun and the gold there is a nearness of which the bit tree has no knowledge. The dry and fresh bough is near to the sun. How should the sun be screened off from either?
Getting closer to Ha, getting closer to just and justice. How is it? What is that? Is it? Oh, we don't say that there is this or not. We are talking about getting closer. And there are different ways of getting closer. Of course, I could move from here to the corridor and say that I'm closer to Mika. I am. But I'm not. Because what do you call closer? A couple of meters? We're talking about kilometers. But you're talking about a couple of centimeters. Closeness is like that. It happens to you, therefore, but do not be fooled by it. Yes? Oh, man. Are you lost, Will?
No, I'm okay.
Which word is that? Your finger is...
What is word. The bib tree has no knowledge?
That's widow.
What
about
that?
Bead.
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 Ah, why willow? Willow.
Willow?
Yeah.
Willow tree.
Okay. Willow tree. Why was that important?
Turn me off.
Ah, just like that.
But where is the nearness of the sappy bough from which you eat ripe fruit?
I know why did it throw you out. Because when they say willow, normally you think about a beautiful tree.
I do.
But when Rumi says willow, means a fruitless tree. A fruitless one. For us, that's only for shade. Nothing else, because there's no fruit. Fruitless one, yes. That threw away, okay.
Okay, let me just... The dry and fresh bough is near to the sun. How should the sun be screened off from either? But where is the nearness of the sappy bough from which you eat ripe fruit?
Mm-hmm.